Chapter 3. Emily has no choice. There are three big girls and only one of her. She has to play. She cannot go home because the girls will follow her. They may hurt her. She is afraid. She is far from home and all alone. Emily wants to cry, but she has an idea. "Okay," says Emily, "let's play tug of war." "You will not play," says Sally. "It is not a game, it is a war. I want my toy rabbit back." "But you don't even remember his name," says Emily. She tries to be brave. "That does not matter. He is mine, not yours," says Sally. Sally stands on one side of the line. Her face looks mean. She looks down at Emily. Emily feels afraid. She does not look at Sally's face, but down at the ground. First, she pulls Eddie close to her face and kisses him. She says goodbye to him. Her tears fall on him again, and he looks sad too. Emily holds Eddie by one ear. She gives Sally the other ear to hold. Then, Jane says, "After three, pull the toy rabbit over the line. 1, 2, 3, go." Emily is very afraid. She starts to pull Eddie by the ear. She pulls hard. She does not want to lose him. The other girls stand near. They start to cheer. "Sally, Sally, Sally." Sally is tall and strong. Emily is not. Emily pulls harder. She can feel Eddie going to Sally, so she pulls even harder. But then she hears the sound of Eddie break. She stops pulling. "Stop," says Emily. "I cannot do this. I do not want to break Eddie. You can keep him. Please do not break him, please." Emily lets go of Eddie. She cannot stand. She is too sad. She falls to the ground. She starts crying. "Ha ha," says Sally. "The toy rabbit is mine. I win. So there." The three girls all start cheering. They are happy. Emily is not. Eddie is Sally's toy rabbit now. She misses him already. She cannot stand up. Emily cannot even say goodbye. She does not look up when the three girls walk away. They take Eddie with them. Emily does not stand up for a very long time. She is very, very sad. She misses Eddie very much. She does not want to stand up. She does not want to go home without Eddie. Now she is all alone.